really disheartening. You know, I think every year we get so close and can't quite seem to get a job done. That's what makes it hard. But you got a bunch of men committed to a great cause and putting in a lot of hard work, and just fell short of everything.
Hi, everybody. Welcome inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. It is by far our least favorite not Victory Monday of the season.
The polar opposite of Victory Monday,
yes.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, you know, you deal with some of them. Yeah. We dealt with three throughout the season, but this one is it's over, as Antonio Brown and many guys said in the locker room at Heinz Field after the loss to Jacksonville. The journey's over. You spend how many months working together as a group? You start through OTAs, minicamp, training camp, and all of a sudden, it's done.
Yeah, you know, Missy, it's kind of like deceleration trauma. You're going forward. You're on a roll. You're excited. You have great expectations. And then it's over, just like that. And especially the way the Steelers lost yesterday, throughout the broadcast, I kept saying, well, I didn't see that coming. And based on what we talked about and what I was telling you that I saw on the film, you know, it's almost like the longer I'm around this game, from a prognostication standpoint, the less I know, the less I can call it. I wasn't expecting to see what I saw yesterday out on Heinz Field.
You know, and for me, what was disappointing, disheartening, whatever negative word you care to use, you know, I thought a lot of the things that we ended up seeing yesterday had been fixed,
yeah,
had been corrected. I hadn't used the word toothless to describe the Steelers' defense in a long time.
Right.
Yesterday.
Yeah, they were really trying to gum the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, yeah, you know, no sacks, no takeaways, four pressures. You know, when you look at the running game, just one tackle for loss. I mean, you know, this was the kind of thing that I thought, you know, was over like midway through last year. But, you know, who would have ever believed the Steelers would score in the 40s and lose to Blake Bortles and the Jaguars?
These plays that we're watching were a microcosm of the game. The fact that they're getting pushed around, that you're watching that the defensive line is driven 3 and 4 yards off the field, off the line of scrimmage before anyone gets a hand. Before they say, and they keep driving. Look at the way the Jags kept pushing. And, you know, to your point, I mean, if you told me that Jacksonville, after putting up, 10 on Buffalo, was going to put
home
up 45 on us, I'd say, kid, are you crazy? And when you look at what Jacksonville does, they're very, very basic in their pass concepts. They've always got a tight end out in the flat. You know, they run the inside zone. Sometimes they'll run the outside zone, but they'll pull offensive linemen. They'll run the trap. They'll run the trap pass. They do very, very basic things, mirror routes. You know, that means the same thing, the same route combinations on both sides. And, you know, I thought we would just put it on them, and I was shocked. It was almost like I was punched in the gut throughout that first half. All of a sudden, you're down 21-0, and I'm sitting there, thinking to myself, how is this happening? This is not supposed to happen. And they just kept pounding the ball. And, you know, Fournette had 3 touchdowns. Yeldon had a touchdown. I mean, it was just a butt whooping from a line standpoint. You know, both sides of the ball, their offensive and defensive line, their offensive line did a great job coming off the ball. You get a hat on a hat, and you're driving guys into the end zone, and then all of a sudden Fournette gets in there. It's not a surprise.
Seems like it was just the snowball effect that the Steelers couldn't get out of it. But I don't know about you, Tunch. I'm sure Labs did not. At halftime, I'm thinking, okay, the Steelers get the ball back to start the second half. If they can go down and score, this will become a game. We've seen Ben Roethlisberger and company do this before. Right. I had hope.
Yeah, I did too. You know, as a matter of fact, I was saying during the broadcast, I said, listen, you're never out of it with Ben. And that's the truth. You're never out of it. And the fact that you scored at the end of the first half, you get the ball, you score in the opening series of the third quarter, and all of a sudden you're making it a ball game. I guess you're down 21-14. I'm thinking, we got this. You know, everything is going to change. The thing that killed them is they couldn't come up with a stop. They could not come up with a stop. And if you would have told me that against Bortles, whatever they were, 8 of 14 on third down. I would have said you're nuts. You know, he ran the ball, he threw the ball, he threw for 2 touchdown passes, he threw for over 200 yards, and you know, we're going to see a couple of the throws that he did make, and they had big plays. And once again, what we saw, the big plays that happened yesterday, was symptomatic of what we had seen all season long. I thought that going into the playoffs, they would have had that stuff tightened up, but they didn't.
You know, the Jaguars were 5 for 5 in the red zone. They were over almost 60% on third down. You know, and then in the second half, Missy, you were talking about you had hope. In the fourth quarter, on 3 successive possessions, the Jaguars went touchdown, touchdown, field goal. And that was when, you know, the Steelers would fight back and get it within 7, mm-hmm. and then Jacksonville would just score. And, I mean, I heard, I think you and I talked about this. I would not have tried the onside kick at that time. But I'll tell you what, you know, you go back and you start looking at this.
Right, I can see why.
when Mike Tomlin said after the game, I didn't think we could stop him again. You know, it's hard to argue with that when you actually watch what happened.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when they got the ball with what was the 2:18 left in the in the game, I said, I go, okay, I'm doing the math here. I think that I'm going to kick it deep because they've got their hands team out there. So no one's going to block. They're waiting for the onside kick.
Well, you kick it in the end zone. Yeah, the clock doesn't start.
That's right. If you kick in the end zone, you get nothing off the clock, and then you've got an opportunity to play good defense and have 3 and up. Now, to your point, they didn't stop them all second half, so I understand why Mike Tomlin did. But when you're going to kick it onside, you got to drill that sucker. Get the high hop. You didn't get it, and then you still almost had a shot. You know, you stopped them. Well, you didn't stop them. They got close enough for a field goal. But anyways, you know, there's, you know, when you lose a game like that, every play in the second half when you're behind, you have no margin for error.
Right.
So every mistake is blown up. And when you look back on it, every one of those decisions through the fourth quarter, third quarter into the fourth quarter, you second-guess them because they had such a significant impact on the game.
Right, and they're second-guessable.
Yeah, they're second-guessable.
All right. As Vince Williams said today in the Steelers locker room, as players were cleaning out their lockers, he's going to have to eat on this till OTAs. Won't get over it until maybe that point. So
what
is that, May?
I don't think you get over it till next year. I mean, when you have a game like that, you really don't get over it till next year. And that's the reality of it. And there's a little bit of a hunger in the offseason. You say, you know, when you feel that bad going into the offseason, and I've experienced it, in your mind, you're going, I don't ever want to feel that bad again. I don't ever want that to happen again. And so, you know, it's funny because normally you want to take some time off in the off season. After a game like this, you're going, I'm going to start lifting next week. You know, I'm going to start running early. And that's kind of what happens to you.
Yeah, you know, and the compounding it in my mind is things I thought were setting up.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the way that, you know, the first New England game, the way the Steelers played them gave me some hope, you know, that you were gradually getting, you know, you're sticking the dragon's starting to bleed a little bit.
Right, it's not dead
yet, but you stuck them with the spear a couple of times. But then to squander this, you know, it's... I don't even want to talk. Let's not talk about it anymore.
We got to talk about it. What are we going to talk about on this show?
We'll probably talk about this for the rest of the offseason.
Yeah, right.
Until OTA.
What are you going to talk about? Oh, was it really good? We did so well against Cleveland a couple weeks ago.
Get pursued here to do that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to do Chalk Talk with Tunch, breaking down some of the mistakes that maybe we can chew on for the rest of the offseason. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.